Hello, and welcome to the Muslim Sheroes of Minnesota podcast, where we spotlight the Muslim women of the Minnesota community. My name is Noshina Hussein, and I'm the executive director of RISE, Reviving the Islamic Sisterhood for Empowerment. Our mission is to amplify the voice and power of Muslim women through storytelling, leadership development, and civic engagement. What is a Shiro? A Shiro is a female trailblazer who is creating change in her community. She takes risks, she challenges misconceptions, and addresses injustices. Shiros are on a mission to build a better world, and the sisterhood is here to support them and lift their voices. Meet our next Shiro, Nadia Abusanena. Nadia is an astrophysicist and one of the very few Muslim women in her field. Her love for the solar system, space, and science, and how she ties it to her faith and values, makes her a super Shiro. Listen to her tell her story in her own words.
It was like kind of like, what am I going to do after college, right? It's like, if I ever want to do something with this degree, it wouldn't really be to become like an astronomer and like to do research and study. Like, that's cool, but really what I would like to do is like be like a teacher and teach about math and science. And like, ideally, I said to myself, I remember talking to my sister on the way, and it was like back when the Minneapolis Public Library was petitioning, or like they were raising money to make the library add a planetarium to it. And I remember telling her, wow, after I graduate, if they raise the funds, then I would love to work at a planetarium. And like, that would be my dream, you know, to like talk to people about the space. My name is Nadia Busnina, and I'm a NASA JPL Solar System Ambassador. And what that is basically an outreach program for volunteers all across the country to speak to the public about NASA's missions and space exploration programs. And so we go to libraries and schools and museums and planetariums and anything public as well, like star parties or any event that we could organize at like local, you know, public places, and just talk to people about space. It's really as long as I can remember. I think it was maybe like in third grade, I always fascinated with science. And then as like the years came by, I was like, I'm fascinated with like astronomy, you know? And I think it was like fifth grade, I realized like, if you wanted to go to college and study like the universe, you become an astronomer. So since then I was like, I want to grow up to become an astronomer. So I always had that fascination. Like I always read extra, and like when I go to the library, I get those, you know, science books. And so what happened was that never changed. That love for like science and astronomy never changed. And thankfully, I had the brains to continue with it because I could do math, I could do science, and I loved doing math and I loved doing science. So once college came around, I was ready. Like I went to school, I did 2 years at a community college, and I did all the math and science courses that I needed, and then I came to the University of Minnesota. And yeah, I just went for it. I went for a degree in astrophysics. I honestly was like one of those students that, especially when it came to like the astronomy and the astrophysics classes, I would sit in lecture and just be like, wow, this is so fascinating. Like, this is actually really interesting. And like, I was always amazed. Like, I never wanted to skip class because I thought, this is so, like, why would I, like, this is so cool. I am a stay-at-home mom, and I am busy with that. And I also have a part-time job. But when I follow NASA on Facebook, and so when I saw that I always kind of see like some different opportunities, like not just in space exploration, but like anything, like different things that I can be involved in that don't require as much time, but with a little bit of effort, I can kind of be part of a big project. So when I saw the call for this like solar system ambassador, I was like, hey, interesting, what is that? What does that mean? So I looked into it, and actually I saw the application like 2 days before it was due. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh, wow, I could actually do this. The hours are flexible. The involvement is not that much. And it's really on my own time. And so I looked into it. And then when I applied and everything kind of like I learned more about it, then I kind of like, wow, this is definitely something that I can do and definitely something that I would like to do. Like I took a break from kind of like, you know, space and space exploration. Like it was kind of just like a minor thing in my life. But I was like, yeah, that would be interesting to kind of bring that back, kind of bring talking about that over again. So that's when I was like, I could do this. to be able to do what I really always wanted to do is such, it's such like an amazing like answer to what I really wanted to do. So I love that. I love that. Alhamdulillah. I've been volunteering since I was in college. I volunteered for the Maghrib Institute and for Building Blocks here locally in Minnesota. And I honestly think it is the most rewarding experience. Like I remember one of, you know, my mentors or one of our teachers, he said, like, once you're a volunteer, you'll never want to stop. And really, that's the truth. Volunteering is such a rewarding experience because you're doing something, and they teach you, like, you're doing something for the sake of God. You know, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your community, for betterment of your community. So to do that is so rewarding, like, mentally, you know. So I love that, and I encourage everybody to volunteer. I always tell them, like, you will learn so much. The experience that you gain is so much. And the people that you meet are so genuine. So to be part of a group, especially like a nonprofit, and when you're volunteering, even for anything, you really, the experience you learn from the people that are there with you is immeasurable. So I highly encourage, and the best thing about volunteer work is the flexibility. You know, you could be a working, you know, parent, or just a working, you know, college student. I've done them both. It really is for a good cause. Yeah. And I understand the uniqueness of the situation. Like, mm-hmm. being able to do a tour and I'm the only Muslim, and like, visibly Muslim, yeah. and like, this audience doesn't interact with Muslims a lot, I know. Right. You know, so I know that it's unique, and I thought, it's a good cause. It's really about the beauty of the universe. I love to look at pictures taken by the Hubble Space Telescope, just the nebulas and the galaxies, and I just think, like, wow, the vastness of space and just how colorful and beautiful. And really naturally I'm attracted to like shiny things, so to see those stars and just the imagery is like, it's beautiful, you know, and just the planets and everything, just the way everything fits together is so beautiful. And so just kind of thinking about looking back, kind of like, as I was younger, it was like I was always like checking out pictures of just the most recent pictures that the Hubble Space Telescope would take. And then when I was in seventh grade, I bought a telescope, and so I would go outside every night and try to make it work and just figure out how to look at things. And I remember just recalling looking at like the moon, Saturn, Jupiter through a telescope and just being like amazed, like jaw-dropping, seeing something so far away being magnified. All of a sudden, looks like somebody had taped the picture of Saturn on your telescope. That's how crazy it looked, like really like real, but is it real? You know, you guys are like, is this real? Like, this is so amazing. So just seeing those pictures like in real life, real pictures of just the universe, is what really made me love it even more, you know. And I'm not just fascinated with space, I also enjoy all kinds of sciences. So I love to watch documentaries about, you know, the earth, about different biomes, different habitats, just the animals, the oceans. It all goes back to, like, I really believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe for us to just marvel at. And I really do. Like, it's everything is so beautiful, you know? So it's like, I love to enjoy that beauty. Science and faith, and specifically science and Islam, they're such strong components, especially for me, and for a lot of the Muslims, you know, majority of Muslims around the world, because Islam and in the Quran and as Muslims, we strongly believe that Allah created the universe for us, you know, and He made it beautiful for us, and He not just that, like, this is what I tell people, like, not only did He make it beautiful for us, He made it complex for us. And then He gave us humans. Like, He says in the Quran that He created humans with the highest of intellect, you know? So I was always at a young age, you know, you read the Quran and you see that God gives Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, you know, He created the heavens and the earth for us to look and for us to understand and for us to learn, you know? So I always loved that. And I was like, you know, this is why He created it. And so therefore, let us like look at the universe and contemplate of His existence, you know, and that we don't need, like, that's a large enough miracle for us to believe in His existence, you know. So I always felt like it's such a strong component of faith, you know. And I tell people, like, God created us with the highest of intellect, and he made the universe so complex for us to want to learn more, to drive our curiosity. That's what space exploration is. It's driving our curiosity to learn more, to study the universe and just learn so much about it. And it's like the puzzles of the universe is like he created us to enjoy those. And for us to like, for us to know that connection is so important. It's so important for our faith, you know? And so the first presentation I did for kind of like a Muslim Saturday school, I was talking to them about the different missions that we study, that NASA is working on and that has been working on in the past. And then I told them, and I really strongly believe this, is that we kind of do live in a society that kind of says, well, faith and religion, or science and religion, they can't exist. But I told them that's not true. And I told them that as Muslim, like, we should never allow that, Yanni, we should never allow that theory or that idea to kind of really settle in us, because it's not true. You know, in the Quran and in our lives, we are told that the creation of the universe and the creation of the planet and the earth and just everything, the complexity of every system, is for us to kind of believe in God's existence. So don't let anybody ever tell you that's not true, you know? And what I told them, which was even more great for me, is that I told them, this is not something that I'm telling you as a Muslim. This is actually something that, you know, the NASA program director had told me, that there are many scientists at NASA and also religious people at NASA that believe in God and believe in religion, and it's part of them, it's part of who they are. And also, like, science has advanced because of religious people, you know? So never, and that's what I told them, science has advanced for thousands of years because of religious people who've looked up at the sky, wondered about God, and wondered about the universe. So don't ever let anyone tell you, no, that's not true. Like, let your love of God and your curiosity of God's existence and the curiosity of your universe guide you to want to learn more. So I really push that. I really want them not to be afraid to be Muslim and to study, you know, science.
Thank you to Blue Cross Blue Shield Minnesota for funding the Shiro's Project. To learn more about Shiro's and Reviving Sisterhood, visit us at www.revivingsisterhood.org. Find us on social media at Reviving Sisterhood on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you.